Classes of the Neighbor, the Introduction. Day 5. How do we practice charity? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. John 13, verses 34 and 35. The New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine, number 100. It is believed by many that love towards the neighbor consists in giving to the poor, assisting the needy, and doing good to everyone. Charity, however, consists in acting with prudence, and for the sake of the end, that good may result from it. Whoever assists a poor or needy evildoer does evil through him to his neighbor, for through the help which he affords to him, he confirms him in evil, and supplies him with the means to do evil to others. It is different with those who lend assistance to the good. Number 101. But charity has a far wider scope than the poor and needy, for charity consists in doing what is right in every work, and in doing one's duty in every office. Thus, if a judge does what is just for the sake of what is just, he practices charity. If he punishes the guilty and acquits the innocent, he practices charity, for in so doing he cares for the welfare of his fellow citizens and for his country. Again, a priest who teaches the truth and leads to good for the sake of truth and good, practices charity. But he who does these things for the sake of himself and the world does not practice charity, because he does not love the neighbor but himself. Number 102. The case is the same with the rest, whether they administer any public office or not. Thus with children in respect to parents, and with parents in respect to children, with servants in respect to their masters, and with masters in respect to their servants, with subjects in respect to their king, and with the king in respect to his subjects. Whoever among them does his duty from a sense of duty, and does what is just from a sense of what is just, practices charity. Number 103. These things belong to the love of the neighbor, that is, to charity, because, as was said above, every man is a neighbor, yet in a different manner. A smaller or larger society is a neighbor in a higher degree, one's country in a still higher degree, the Lord's kingdom in a still higher degree, and the Lord himself is the neighbor more than all. And in a universal sense, the good which proceeds from the Lord is the neighbor. Consequently also sincerity and justice. Therefore, he who does good of whatever kind for the sake of good, and who acts sincerely and justly for the sake of sincerity and justice, loves the neighbor and practices charity. For he acts from the love of what is good, sincere, and just, and consequently from the love of those people in whom there is good, sincerity, and justice. Number 104. Charity, therefore, is an internal affection, from which a man wills to do good, and indeed without any repayment. The delight of his life consists in doing such good. With those who do good from an internal affection, there is charity in everything they think and say, will and do. It may be said that a man and an angel, as to his interiors, is charity, when to him good is the neighbor. So wide is the scope of charity. Number 105. Those for whom love of self in the world are the end cannot possibly be in charity. They do not even know what charity is. They cannot comprehend at all that heaven in a man consists in willing and doing good to the neighbor apart from any view to reward, and that as great a happiness is inherent in this affection as belongs to the angels in heaven, and this happiness is ineffable or indescribable. For they believe that if they were deprived of the joyous feeling arising from the glory of places of honor and wealth, no further joy would be left, when yet heavenly joy, which infinitely exceeds all other joys, only then begins. Questions. In what ways is John 13 a new commandment? To love our neighbors as the Lord has loved us. What is the sign of being a Christian? What are some other things that people wrongly think are the signs of being a Christian? What is the first thing the Lord teaches about the practice of charity in the doctrine of the New Jerusalem? It is to act with prudence. What does charity consist in, as compared with the common definition as giving alms? What does it really consist in? Why is this the essence of practicing true love toward the neighbor more than giving alms or caring for the poor? The motive is an important factor in determining whether our works are truly charitable or not. But how can we tell? Number 103 speaks of loving those in whom there is good, sincerity, and justice. But what if we're not seeing those qualities? How does the Lord lead us beyond the stage of having a view to reward as an important motivator? How can we cooperate with Him in this?